free audio post-production by Alphonic.com.
Welcome to Deep Dive Genre. Antje Wessels has been working as a film critic for a variety of German online and print magazines since 2012. She works as a freelance writer, can occasionally be heard on podcasts, and sometimes goes in front of the camera for the online TV channel Rocket Beans TV and the Berlin cinema magazine Fred Carpet. In addition, she runs her own website and film blog. In 2017, Antje was nominated for the prestigious Michael Alten Award for Film Criticism, and her blog was shortlisted for the Grimme Online Award in 2018. We talked to her via video call for this interview. Hello, Antje. Hi.
Hi. Nice to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
Thank you so much for sitting down with us. Today, we'll be talking about comedy. Not quite the first genre to come to people's minds when thinking about Germany and German films.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, we will include some German films, some recent ones, such as Feste und Freunde, during our talk. Mm-hmm. But we'll be referencing international films, and specifically Bridesmaids as well. A point that came up quite a lot during the conversations I've already had with some German creatives about this genre is how difficult it is to get the tone and the type of comedy right for the specific story they want to tell. And since today you are our expert, I'd like to start asking you a few general genre questions and then get a little bit more specific. If we go back to the beginning of modern filmmaking, some of the classics of the comedy genre were made by German directors and writers. I'm talking about Billy Wilder or Ernst Lubitsch. I'd be interested how you perceive the place of the comedy genre in the overall film universe and in Germany specifically. I know that's a bit of a wide-ranging question.
Yeah. Sometimes it seems like comedies are laughed at a bit. They are usually associated with light entertainment rather than substance. But what makes a good comedy is that it doesn't just string gags together, but also has something to say. And I hope that this principle will become established among the general audience and that comedies will not be seen as just trivial amusement.
Mm-hmm. Now let's do a little bit of a deep dive. I would go so far as to say that in the past, let's say 20-ish, but we can probably go up and down a few years, there's been a resurgence in German, shall we say, mainstream comedy. And I'm specifically thinking about the Shakespeare franchise or the Til Schweiger and Matthias Schweighöfer films. What's your take on this? Do you have any theories why comedies are having a bit of a moment? Would you even agree with that?
Yeah, maybe the harder the times, the more audiences long to laugh.
Okay.
For many years, the news has suggested to us that we are in crisis mode. Mm-hmm. And comedies in the cinema are a very good way to forget about that for two or more hours. And maybe Matthias Schweighöfer, Til Schweiger or Bora Daktekin just understood this and gave the audience what they needed in their moment. And I guess that's why they are very successful.
Would you agree that comedies were pushed to the side because they were or are often thought to be a not serious genre?
Yeah, absolutely. Although any director or screenwriter will tell you that it's much more difficult to make the audience laugh than to make them cry. I heard that very often from directors and screenwriters. I think it's because comedy is a very subjective genre. Everyone laughs about other things. And it's very easy when you see something sad, when someone is dying, for example, it's sad. It's just sad. Everyone feels sad when someone is dying, but not everyone laughs at the same thing.
I also feel that the genre is a bit split. Like there's films that target it at all ages or more mature ages, and then there's films or series targeted at a teenage audience. Do you have any thoughts on this, or do you maybe see this differently?
I think that every generation laughs at different things. Let's talk about the Shakespeare films, for example. They speak the language of the youth, which is the reason why they are so popular with younger people in particular. And when I was in that age, I was laughing about them too, to be perfectly honest. But there are also comedies that tend to address topics that older people deal with and which younger people have no connection with. So I think we all laugh about things that we know.
Since we're here to talk about German films a little bit, where do you see David Dietl's Feste und Freunde in the comedy genre scale?
I really love this film, to be perfectly honest. And I think the reason is that David Dietl takes his characters and their problems very seriously. And yeah, he deals with them primarily with humor, but his stories have also tragic sides. I also cried when I watched the movie. So we laugh and cry with the characters and not at them. And this makes the film not only funny, but also very warm and loving.
Do you have a favorite scene?
On the one hand, I love the characters, as I said. Mm-hmm. And on the other hand, I think it's great that the movie is also a kind of time capsule, when you know what I mean with that. And it accompanies the characters over several years and also takes into account the global political situation, which makes it very approachable. And I could really empathize very well. And my favorite scene is actually the birthday in the park during the pandemic. It was funny because it was true. It felt very authentic.
Mm-hmm. We also want to take a look at the comedy genre, not just in Germany, but in general. And there's been obviously a few standouts in the past decades, but none more so than Bridesmaids. It has a very raucous humor, and that was for the first time portrayed by female comedians and actresses. When you look back at watching that film for the first time, what was your initial reaction?
When I first saw Bridesmaids, there was this feeling of, wow, it's all about women. Mm-hmm. All about women. And these women are allowed to be really rough and come out of themselves without looking ridiculous. And director Paul Feig is such a great observer of female characters and creates characters he loves and who are allowed to have flaws. And this is why I love the film so much. It's one of my favorite comedies of all time. And yeah, his female characters are always strong and always powerful. And it's a very special movie for me.
Yeah, I think it's one of those movies that when you, obviously now we don't really zap through TV programs anymore, but still, like when you see it's on somewhere, even when you like go into a streamer, you always end up watching it. Maybe not the whole movie, but like your favorite parts, I think.
Yeah. Absolutely, yeah. I watch it about 3 or 4 times a year, to be honest.
Which brings me to the question, what is your favorite scene?
There is this moment where the main character, Annie, arrives at the bridal party and discovers this completely over-the-top scene. We have a huge chocolate fountain in the garden. The guests get baby dogs as gifts. And she has to ride a horse from the parking lot to the location. And this is all so completely absurd, but you can imagine that something like that could exist in reality. And that makes it brilliant.
Absolutely. I have to say my favorite actually is that moment at the very end when Wilson Phillips comes out and starts to sing. It just really throws me every time because maybe it's because I grew up with Wilson Phillips on the radio, but it's still kind of like I always think, oh my God, can you imagine?
There's another moment, not a funny moment, but when Annie and her best friend look at each other, they just look at each other and they both know what the other one is thinking. It's so heartwarming.
Well, maybe we already answered that next question, but I'm still going to ask it. Do you think the film and the humor holds up?
Yeah, absolutely. The film is 14 years old. I'm getting old. And has a permanent place in pop culture, I think. When you talk about Bridesmaids with movie freaks, most of them have an image in mind.
Do you feel like there's always obviously trends in movies. You know, sometimes there's even like 2 movies about the same subject or the same person coming out in relative close time. Is there a particular trend you can see in comedy genre right now? Or do you feel it's kind of settled in until a new comedic disruptor comes along?
I think the sad trend is that there are fewer and fewer comedies in cinema. Mm-hmm. And this is mainly due to the increasingly expensive big budget Hollywood cinema, I think. Nowadays, they want to offer the audience a kind of all around carefree package. A bit of action, a bit of drama, a bit of comedy. The Marvel films are the perfect example of this. And there are hardly no more films that can only be assigned to one genre, so does comedy.
My hope is that with romantic comedies, I mean, for the longest time, there was nothing. And it's sort of slowly coming back, although mostly for streamers. But hopefully, maybe we'll get one in a movie theater soon.
Yeah, we had a very successful romantic comedy last year. I don't know the original title. It was Wo die Lüge hinfällt in Germany. And it was a very successful one, not only here, but also in the US. And maybe that's a sign that we want to go to the cinemas because of comedies and romantic comedies.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Yeah.
And now I have a few questions about you and your work. You've been working as a film critic and a writer for a while now. What are the biggest changes you've noticed in your work and in the industry? I mean, it can be an external change, obviously, maybe also about how you approach the work.
Yeah, I perceive the film discourse to be much more aggressive these days than it was a few years ago. Nowadays, there's only best film of all time or worst film in the world, and hardly anyone is satisfied with mediocrity. And yes, writing a review, to be perfectly honest, writing a review of a solid, moderate film is much more difficult than a hymn of praise or a slur. But it also clicks less. If you look at the major YouTube channels that deal with films, hate dominates, simply because many viewers want to see it. And I find that sad and try not to let it affect me.
Yeah, I always try to remember someone once said to me something so simple, but so true and also so profound. It's like nobody sets out to make a bad film. Try to keep
absolutely
that in mind.
Yeah, yeah. And when I write critics or reviews, I think I write them in a way that I would, or in the same way I would to talk to the filmmakers too. So for me, I could take my review and give them to the filmmakers and say, you can write this with a good feeling. It's so easy to spread the hate with the internet because they never see you. They would never talk to you. And I try it with respect, I think.
Mm-hmm. What is your favorite, maybe German, comedy film and why, besides Bridesmaids?
Yeah, you gave me the question before the interview. Mm-hmm. And I was thinking very long, and I think I want to talk about two filmmakers, maybe. Mm-hmm. That was a bit more easy for me.
Okay.
I have always been a fan of Michael Bulli-Herbig. Mm-hmm. His films are so wonderfully silly and have a huge lightness about them. Yeah, not all of his films have aged well. I see that. But Herbig is such a gifted director. And so I still like his movies nowadays, and I connect them with my youth. On an international level, I'm a huge fan of Paul Feig. He's the director of Bridesmaids, of course, but he has also made films like Spy or A Simple Favor. And his way of observing characters and situations and getting the most fun out of them is great. On top of that, he is very diverse in his ensemble selection, and he ever was. He is a very open-minded director, and I'm a huge fan of his work.
Which comedy film that you watched has been the biggest surprise?
A few weeks ago, I saw a movie that I thought was a horror film, The Monkey.
Okay.
But after just a few minutes, I realized, okay, it's actually a very bloody comedy. Mm-hmm. And this was a very big surprise, but it still worked very well for me. And sometimes maybe it's surprising that a film is even a comedy.
True. I mean, it was the same for me with Anora, I have to say.
Yeah.
I didn't really expect to be laughing that much and to be like, you know, leaving the film and then sort of still smiling about it later on about certain scenes, because the situational comedy was so funny.
First half was a kind of, romantic movie, and the second half was a comedy. Yeah. I agree.
And finally, can you tell us which upcoming comedy film you're looking forward to the most? Is there one that you're looking forward to?
Yeah. A new edition of The Naked Gun will be released.
Oh, true. This year. Yes, that's true.
And Liam Neeson will star in the leading role. And anyone who has ever seen how incredibly funny Liam Neeson can be, for example, I don't know if you have seen Ted, it's Ted 2, where he has a very short appearance. everyone who knows the scene knows that he's very, very funny and nothing can go wrong. I think nothing can go wrong with Liam Neeson in the leading role of The Naked Gun.
I think you might be right. Have you seen, do you know Derry Girls? As in Londonderry. It's a BBC series.
Ah, okay.
There's one scene, I think it's there's three seasons, and in a third season, they didn't tell anyone that Liam Neeson was going to appear.
Oh.
And I'll send you a link to the scene later. And I remember that scene came on. I sat there for a second like, what's happening? What's going on? Why is Liam Neeson there? And I mean, he's so, I mean, that whole scene is just perfect, but he is so, so wonderful. And so, yeah. Well, maybe after his action persona, now we can finally get Liam Neeson, the comedic actor.
Oh, yeah. I hope that so much. Yeah. But I love seeing him in general. He can also make his action movies. I don't care.
That's true.
I just want to see Liam Neeson on the big screen.
Definitely agree on that. And that was it. Thank you so much for sitting down with us today, Antje. It was a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you so much. It's an honor to be here. I'm a huge fan of your podcast.
Thank you.
Listened to many, many episodes because I just wanted to know where I am here. And the guests you invited are... Yeah, it's an honor to be guest in this podcast with all the other guests around me. And yeah, thank you very much. It was an honor and it was very funny. We talked about comedies. It has to be fun.
That's true. Thank you so much. Deep Dive Genre is produced by German Films, the National Information and Advisory Center for the Promotion of German Films Worldwide. To find out more about our guests, check out the links in our show notes. To stay up to date with our episodes, subscribe wherever you find your podcasts.
Free audio post-production. By Alphonic.com.